Hey girl, hey! Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker, of the live daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show. So here's the deal. On my radio show, we're like married up in there, okay? Yeah, like till death do us part. Or until you want a divorce. Totally up to you. But this podcast is where we date. Yes, you date me. You like, you get to know me, you try me on, you feel me out. And this is where I get to woo celebs, tastemakers, and influencers into falling in love with me. Anyone who knows me knows I'm like a professional social climber. And yeah, I wear that title like a badge of honor. But for reals, my favorite part of being in the radio industry for 12 plus years is getting to meet interesting, inspiring, and exceptional people and getting them to talk about the pettiest things in the world. So if you love real talk with a touch of cattiness and a ton of laughers, then you're in the right place. I hope you enjoy this little snack. Hey girl, hey, welcome to another episode of my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor, where I interview tastemakers and influencers and celebrities, and of course my favorite category, Bravo celebrities. And today I have an actual Bravo celebrity in my presence. I haven't seen her in a minute. I have met you before, but it's been a while.
Yes.
Melissa Gorga. Hey girl, hey.
Hi.
Oh my God, so excited
hey
to run.
Hey girl, hey.
I mean,
is that the way to say it?
The hey girl, hey girl, hey. The fact that I have you on post season finale is epic and all things amazing. So thank you for joining me.
Of course.
Girl.
Crazy episode, right?
Fucking bananas.
I know.
You guys really brought it this season, I have to say.
We did. And I think everyone was expecting us to, because Andy Cohen went out there and said, oh my God, guys, this is the most amazing season of New Jersey I've seen in like a really long time.
Yep.
And he was right. And everybody's patting him on the back saying, you were right. People are proud of us this season.
What season are we on? I'm losing track with
this
all the franchises.
This is season 9.
Holy
shit. Could you believe 9 years of this?
And
crazy.
Girl, you've been on it for the last
seven.
Seven?
Yeah. 7 years.
I mean, it just feels like yesterday.
I know.
I had to stop watching you guys for a minute because it was triggering me so much in my own life.
Yeah.
I had, you know, we've watched your relationships with family, in-laws, and I feel like that's something that honestly, the New Jersey franchise is the only franchise that really touches on that family stuff. I mean, I know there's a little bit with Kyle Richards and Kim.
But our family's like Jersey's the head honcho when it comes to family. You see our kids more, you see our husbands more.
And it's such an integrated, you know, relationship. It's
right.
Like there is no separation between family and friends.
Right.
So I'm divorced.
Well, okay.
Because I couldn't handle the overlap. Because I'm from Boston. And okay. we don't care about our families in Boston.
Yeah,
no, I'm totally
you're like,
kidding.
Whatever.
But I just was like, I got to a point where I was like, I needed more like separation. And I will say this though, over the years, I feel like I think that the reason you're still married and I'm divorced is because, sorry to my ex-husband, I called him husband, but Joe has your fucking back.
Right.
I mean, listen, of course, we see little things here and there with him. He's right. A husband and he's old school.
Yes.
But do you really think that that's the difference when it comes to dealing with families and in-laws and setting boundaries is like the difference is a husband who has your back versus a husband who maybe falls more to what the family expects of them?
Yeah. No, I think that that it definitely does. They need to have your back on it. But they also have to feel like you're right. They're not going to just sit there and go against their family if they don't think you're right. And mm-hmm. I think Joe agreed with me on a lot. And he saw a lot with his own eyes. And it was just, you know, it was inevitable. And me and Joe have a really great relationship where it's not only about Joe backing me up. It's just our relationship that we have and like what we stand for.
Yeah.
You know? So
how would you say you got to that place? Because I bet there's a lot of women that watch the show that see the struggle that you guys have been through dealing with in-laws. And honestly, yeah, you and Teresa fought this season, but I mean, you're in such a better place than when you first came on the show. I mean, it's like night and day. Even now, and you're so conscious and aware of it, like, hey, 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 like even when you guys are in Cabo, we're not fighting.
Right.
They're fighting. We're on different sides.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we're fighting.
Exactly. I feel like I always have to spell it out and make it very clear so that she understands
like,
what I'm saying.
Reminder.
Small reminder here. You are going to be a little disappointed then when you see the reunion.
Okay. So
the reunion, we butt heads, Teresa and I.
So are you guys, can I ask, are you in a good place right now? And a what place?
I mean, you can't say that good or bad because we're family, so we're never going to go back to that crazy place. But I was annoyed with her. I really didn't want to see her or speak to her after the reunion for a little bit because I needed a minute.
Sorry I triggered you.
I needed a minute, and I felt like she sucker punched me a little bit. She was mad about things that I had no idea she was mad about.
Can you give us a little bit of a tease without getting yourself in trouble in front of the PR?
Yeah, I just think it was like, you know, she was talking about where I was sitting, and I think it's also because I backed up Jackie on a lot of things that Jackie did. And the truth is, Jackie and I are more level-headed thinkers, I would say, more rational thinkers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we think the same. Where Teresa and Jennifer kind of just spew it out of their mouths. So it's like,
naturally,
Jackie and I are going to get along a little bit better. Yeah. And Teresa and Jennifer are going to get along a little bit better. And that's just how that goes.
Okay, so let's talk reunion. So you said she was not happy with where you were sitting. Who picks where you guys sit during the reunions?
The producers.
Okay.
Yeah, like we do not ask to be sat anywhere.
Do you have any idea of where you might be sitting? I mean, after 7 seasons, you probably have a little bit of an inkling for this, right?
Well, you do. What happens is it depends on who had the most drama. Uh-huh. So it's like if you were fighting a lot all season with everyone, you're probably going to go closest to Andy because he's got to talk to you a lot. If you had more of a calmer season, you'll probably not be right next to him. You know what I mean? So it depends. It depends how much drama you had that season. It's not like a favorites thing. I know a lot of people think it's like a favorites thing, or it's really just about like who has the most drama.
And do they sit you across from the person they think you're going to be fighting the most with?
Yeah, because if you're sitting next to them, obviously it's like hard to argue, right? It's easier to argue across the couch.
And it's also nice to have some distance, as we saw. Right. I don't know what season
people need to get
2 of Real Housewives of New Jersey when Teresa lunged at Danielle, and then Andy got knocked down.
Yes. That's always fun to watch.
Girl.
But yes, so it's like, you know, they're smart. They're no dummies, these Bravo peeps.
Okay, so there's gonna be a little drama friction, if you will, between you and Teresa. Where are you guys now post reunion?
I mean, we're family. We're good. Like, we deal with kids' stuff. We talk back and forth. But I was frustrated after just because I felt a little sucker punched. I didn't understand. Like, I was like, you know, I didn't know where it was coming from. And it was very hard and nasty. And it came from, seemed like a place of hate or something. And I was so confused. Yeah, I was like, you're having a bad day today? Is this, like, not your day? Like, am I going to get the brunt of this here right now?
Is that how you responded to her?
Pretty much, just like that. I'm like, what? Do you like my dress? Like, what's your problem, girl?
Well, I feel like from watching the season, and this is totally playing devil's advocate, because just, like, for the record, I'm with you and Jackie. Like, in the argument, like, when Teresa was like, you're supposed to have my back. It's like, but you didn't have my back when Dolores was butting her nose to the business.
I am so sick of the double standards.
Me too.
I am so sick of it. And I have gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't care if you're my sister-in-law, my sister, my mother, my father, my uncle, or my brother.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to call you out on your double standard.
Yeah.
Like, I can't handle it.
I used to have to, like, live under double standards, and I bounced because I don't do double standards. It's like, if I have to follow the rules, then you have to follow the rules.
Right. And then she was upset that I, like, didn't defend her. I guess I'm with Jackie, what said. And I was like, do you understand that Jackie's saying that to defend me against you? So how come I get to defend her when she's helping me defend myself against you?
Like, and we saw you kind of try to explain the truth, but it didn't really get through. So what, like, at what point are you like, it's not going to get through, I'm just going to have to, I don't even know, how do you like
consolidate
that?
I just do
that
a lot. Like, I think I no longer let her like rip me a new asshole. I no longer like, you know, take it. So I think she gets frustrated with me now because I used to be like, you know what? I'm not going to do this because I don't want my in-laws to be upset. And like, Joe doesn't need this pressure.
Right.
And, like, now I'm like, no, screw you. You're wrong, bitch.
I love it. Like, I have to say
I'm sorry. And I don't know if it's because I'm like 39 and I'm about to like turn over to the other side this year. I don't really know what it is, but I don't give a shit.
You have zero fucks to give.
Zero.
How many assholes
like, I love
do you
I
have
respect
actually, by
you.
The way?
I'm not here to hurt anybody. I'm not here to cause drama, but like, I'm going to tell you when I think you're being an asshole.
I love it. I love seeing you. Like, I've always loved you every season, but I really like, I was so for you this season.
Thank
I just
you.
Like everything you said, I was like so in agreement with the fight in Oklahoma, about you controlling your man. Are you fucking kidding me? I know I'm like working backwards here.
Yeah,
but
like, it was like, and then Jackie, the way she said it, maybe it was a bad analogy, but like what she was trying to say was, no, like you can't say that you can control your husband, because in this situation you probably wouldn't say that you controlled your, like, she was just trying to, she wasn't trying to hurt her or like throw anything in her face. She gave a bad analogy.
She was being logical. And she didn't know the rules of not mentioning the Joe stuff.
She said the elephant in the room. She said what everyone was thinking.
Hey, hey, hey. Time for a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, HelloFresh. Oh, my God. I love you, HelloFresh. So I've been using HelloFresh recently, and the only question I have for myself is, girl, why the hell have you waited so long? HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Voila. So I love HelloFresh. I love their selection. You can choose from classic, veggie, and family. Also, each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources. It's kind of like going to a farmer's market, except the farmer's market comes to you. Also with HelloFresh, you're going to rediscover the excitement of cooking. I can make like three things on my own. It's like soup, egg, soup. But with HelloFresh, you're going to look forward to knowing that you're going to get these recipes and they have these easy step-by-step instructions. And you're also going to be discovering new recipes that you would never, ever, ever dream before. I love it so much. Each recipe is simple. Even though it's like something outside of your wheelhouse for cooking, the recipes are simple, straightforward. They're so straightforward. They're outlined on a pictured step-by-step instruction sheet. It's like, hello, anyone can do it. I'm telling you too, as a New Yorker, I don't know about you guys, but grocery shopping is such a pain in my butt. I have to go to like four different grocery stores to get the ingredients for one meal. It's so annoying. And then I also always end up cooking so much more than I need, and it's cost so much money. HelloFresh is the answer, my friends. And they believe that cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. Well, they make it happen. Oh, and let me not forget, you're not going to spend all night in your kitchen. The last time I made one of my mom's recipes, love you, Mom, but it took me like an hour and a half. Well, guess what? With HelloFresh, the recipes take around 30 minutes. That's what I'm talking about. There are so many benefits of subscribing, so you can keep enjoying HelloFresh week after week. I'm telling you, it's a do-it, gal. So get out of your recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes in each week's box. And right now, for my listeners, take advantage of HelloFresh's special offer for 2019. Get $80 off of your first month or $20 off your first four boxes by going to HelloFresh.com/TOT80 and enter TOT80. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/TOT80 and use code TOT80. And now back to the podcast. Yeah, she said what I was thinking as a viewer. I mean,
she said what everyone was probably thinking, even Dolores and Danielle, who want to kiss ass all day. Like, right. I mean, she said what everybody was thinking.
Well, so that's the thing, is it like loyalty is a big part of the show in general.
It is.
And it's really at the epicenter of every individual fight, like whether it's you and Teresa or, I mean, God, like Siggy. I mean, when Dolores had Siggy to contend with, she was stuck in this like loyalty
Dolores does
sandwich.
That. I think she finds her person and just backs him up. You know
why?
What I mean?
Is it like,
I don't know. Because she's actually a very strong-minded person herself.
And also quite fair and logical, I think, normally.
She is. And I actually say that to her at the reunion. I say to her, I say, you want to play like you're not level-headed, but you are. Like you.
So where are you and Dolores? Because I feel like, by all accounts, the way you see the world, y'all should be getting along. Especially even post-Cabo.
We're good. Yeah, we're good. We're good. Me and Dolores are good. Yeah.
Good. But you're definitely tightest with Jackie.
I love Jackie. I love Margaret. I was with them last night.
You guys are the three musketeers.
Yeah,
it's a good trio. I'll join that crew.
You know what? We all are businesswomen. We all agree on things. It's just easy. I like things that are easy.
Yeah, right?
Know? Yeah.
I feel like we have enough to contend with. Of course, we love our family. We love our significant others. But that's work. It really is.
Right.
I think that friends should really just be the icing on the cake.
Right.
So, and when it's they're true. Not... get off my fucking cake.
Right. Exactly. It's like too much work, you know?
Exactly. So when it comes to Jackie, I know there was like a story or two that came out, man, like maybe like a month or two ago, and I was bummed out just because I don't, like when I've picked my peeps, I don't like any bad press to come out about them. But it came out that she was seen taking a picture with Teresa at a book signing.
Yeah, but it's, but she, what do you, she like, what's admits, your, she put that on her own social media, her own Facebook.
No shit.
That's a picture that was on her own. And she was literally walking by a store like maybe 5 years ago. And Teresa was there doing a book signing. Jackie is a writer. That's what she does. So she had her kids with her. She went in and she got a copy of the book and took a picture with Teresa. And Jackie does not deny it. I don't know what the big big deal. She was a fan of the show.
Right.
Which is...
and has never denied that.
Which, listen, if I was... I'd be also a fan of the show. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, what's so... I don't get the concept. Like, what's so bad about this? Like, she's admitting it. She's not trying to hide that she wasn't a fan of the show. She was. Yep. And it's very hard to cast somebody at this point who isn't a fan of our show.
It's almost like trying to find a jury for, like, the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yes.
It's impossible.
Like, come on. It's like you're casting people from Jersey for the Jersey show. You think they haven't seen it yet? I mean... And you're trying to catch like bougie women. They're watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey, you know?
Do you feel like every new Jersey woman that you meet is like just so desperate to get on the show?
No, actually, they're not.
Really?
Yeah, no, they're just like.
Are they scared of it now?
They're scared. Everybody's scared. They're like, no, we're good. Thanks.
Let's talk about new castmate Jen. We know you love Jackie. Let's talk about Jen.
Okay.
Where are we on Jen? Like, you know.
It's weird. Jennifer comes off to me like when we hang out on the side, like a young girl. She has like this young, meanwhile, I'm younger than her, but she comes off like, you know what? I just think that Jennifer has like these five kids and she got married young and she has this husband that's like works a lot and not home, but kind of like gives her whatever she wants. And I feel like this is her chance to like break free. Like, I feel like Jennifer is getting her wings here and she just wants to fly. Like,
yeah. I have some inside information on her, which I will keep a secret because, you know, I don't like people during my, well,
I'm not really down with
I bet you know it. She's just like, I just saw her in a scenario where I was like, oh girl, you like to get down. I didn't realize. Uh-huh. I mean, like, we saw that she's a drinker. Not that I'm like alleging anything.
It's like
illicit.
Letting something out of their cage.
But I was just like, oh man, she's like a fun, like,
she's
like
wild.
From the videos, she's like a wild, fun girl that kind of doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
And I didn't really get that from.
That's who she is. She's just like, whatever, fuck you.
She's like in a permanent sorority in her mind.
Yes.
And she's the only member.
She sings old school songs like from the 80s.
Yes.
Like that's her thing.
Like, I feel like that's how you guys hit it off initially was because you were like, she's a drinker. I'm a
well,
drinker.
I'm all about the fun chick. So it's like, I'm always the fun chick. So I'm like, oh, you're a fun chick too. And you like to sing.
Yes.
Like, we're in. Like, this is fun. Like,
but then.
And then she turned like, I'm like, no, actually, you're not fun when you drink. You're annoying. And you turn into like this weirdo that gives these eyes that are crazy. So
what
I was
do
like.
Do you think that is? Is it literally just like one cocktail too many?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes I feel like that. And then other times I feel like she just turns it on. Like she's just like.
Because her looking at you in Cabo was so extra. I can't even.
I think that's why I like lost my mind. Like you're going to stare at me like that. I was like ready to like take my fingers and put them in her eyeballs.
When like, you said like you messed with the wrong girl.
You messed with the wrong
fucking girl. I had to ask myself and now I get to ask you. Have you ever been in a fight with a girl?
I have.
Oh, yes, queen, because you would not, like, you were responding badass, like, don't fuck with me, girl. I will throw you down.
Yeah, Teresa always says this about me and Dolores. Like, they're always like, Melissa's tiny, but she's feisty. And I am. I admit that I am. And I'm not, like, that type. I'm not going to come for you. I'm not, like, a drama queen. But, like, if the biggest girl in the world steps to me, like, I'm not scared.
So wait,
I don't know why I'm like that. Isn't that crazy?
Is it from where you were raised? Did you fight with your sisters? Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what happened.
No, never fought with my sisters. They were always older than me and, like, protected me. I don't know. Like, if you step to me, there is zero scared in my body. Zero. It's the weirdest thing. I've always been like that, too.
So tell
like,
us.
Like, I was that girl that, like, you know, if I went to the club, because I used to go to clubs and stuff when I was young, and, like, my like you'd see your boyfriend there that you broke up with, like, yesterday. And
yes.
He's, like, hanging all over the hot chick.
Yes.
Like, move out of my way.
Hey, hun, it's time to just take a quick break to talk about one of our new sponsors, Ruffies. Oh, yeah. You want to listen. Are you ready to try on the most comfortable flat you've ever worn that you can wear all day, every day for any occasion? No, seriously, you're never going to want to take them off. Rothy's, it's the everyday flat for life on the go. It's stylish, classic, comfortable, and comes in four fashionable styles. The flat, the point, that's my personal favorite, the loafer, and the sneaker for women and girls. And guess what? They're royal approved. You heard. Meghan Markle slipped on her Rothy's on a recent Australian tour with Prince Harry, and they've been flying off the shelves ever since. It's going to blow your mind because they're actually made from recycled plastic water bottles. They're also the softest shoe you'll ever put on your feet. So not only do they feel good, but you can feel good about wearing them. And this is a major bonus. They're a machine, a washable. Yeah, let's face it. Feet sweat, and when they sweat, they stink, and they need a good wash. So that, for me, I mean, girl, I can't tell you how many pairs of shoes I have to throw because I smell bad. Don't judge me. Anyway, I love my Rothy's, and I know you will too. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for my listeners. Just use code Taylor to get free shipping with no minimum. So yes, that's free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. You're not going to want to return them, but I like having that option there. Just go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com, and enter code Taylor to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. The shoes are comfortable, they're stylish, they're sustainable, and free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today, Rothys.com, promo code Taylor. Get this deal while it lasts. And now, back to the podcast. Okay, I'll share a shameful club moment if you share a shameful club moment. Okay.
I mean,
I'm a lane light lesbian, okay?
Okay.
So now looking back, like, I feel like people would say if they hear the story without that adjacent to it, they'll be like, you were a homophobe. Right. But I was impossible. I was not.
Okay.
I was at One Oak with my then husband, my husband, and we were at a table because, like, you know, that was like our world. And you know those, like, club hoes that always want to get to the table to get to the fucking Patron?
Yes.
All right. So these girls come over and they're making out and they're not fucking lovers or girlfriends or even lesbians.
They're just trying to get attention.
They're hookahs trying to get attention.
Okay.
So I start throwing ice at them.
Okay. Because they were, like, annoying you.
And all the guys were so mad at me because AI broke up this, like, lesbian porn love fest
that everybody was enjoying.
Exactly. And I was just so mad, and I was like, get out of here. They were thoughts before the word even existed.
Right.
And so I, like, you know, they got in my face. I kept throwing ice at them. I may have jumped a drink over someone's head. I mean, you know, that's how I fight.
It got a little
crazy. I fight like a total pansy white girl.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it.
You tell.
I don't fight like a white girl. I just, like, I'm like vicious. Like, I'll just get right in your face. Like, I am not scared. I don't know why. I scare myself that I'm not scared.
I also pulled a ponytail one time.
Oh, yeah. I'm a hair puller. Yeah. I'm not going to get into details, but, you know.
But I pull hair and I run. I'm a total pussy.
Are you? See, I'm not.
I started and then I bolt.
Yeah.
You commit.
I'm feisty.
I love this about you.
I know.
Loving you more.
Nobody expects it about me. And I'm not the starter of it. Like, that's why I loved my tagline from season 4. Like, I'll never throw the first punch, but I'm always the knockout. Like, and that is so, like, that's me. Like, I'll never come for you. But if you get in my face, like how Jennifer did.
She did.
Everybody was like, damn, Melissa. And I was like, no, that's me. Like, if you check me like that, I'm coming.
So I love also getting to go into this with you, the fight, because as many times as I pause it, rewind it, and watch it again, it's a little hard to catch it all. And I mean, that's for a bajillion reasons. Like, editing, not that they're editing stuff out, but, like, there's editing involved. They can't show us, like, a 15,000-minute fight.
Right.
And also, there's camera angles. You know, I mean, it shit's crazy. So, from watching it, it looked like, to me, Danielle threw the drink at threw the glassware at you.
Threw the glass first.
But then how the fuck did Jennifer get pulled in?
Because you know what? Nobody could figure it. There was glasses flying and nobody could figure it out. But one of the glass pieces did hit my leg because I had a dress on.
Like a shard.
So I said, I don't know who threw it, but one of you threw a glass. And I was like, no, it hit me. And she was like, honey, if I wanted to throw, boom. And I was like, now I'm going to pull the hair out of your head.
It felt threatening. It felt threatening.
Yeah.
I'm going to rip your eyelashes off.
Yeah. Like, I was like, now I'm coming for your lashes.
Did you feel bonded with Dolores when she came over to your defense?
I was actually happy that she backed me up.
Me too.
Because she's usually, like, standing like a soldier by Teresa. So I appreciated that. You know?
So I think I pretty much know going into this reunion what's up. So it's you. It's Jackie and it's Margaret,
right.
And then it's Teresa and it's Jennifer. Danielle and it's Jennifer. Where is Dolores gonna be?
I feel like Dolores is kind of Switzerland, but okay. She's mainly with Teresa, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, she goes both ways, but I would say, like, she sits by
Teresa.
Do you
think out of anyone she can talk the most sense into Teresa, or do you think she enables?
I think she enables because she tells her, no, guys, this is her way of thinking, guys. This is how she thinks. And I'm like, well, she's thinking wrong. And she's just like, well, you got to know. This is how she's been like this. I've known her for 20 years. I know you've known her for 20 years, but she's still wrong.
Well, she did say, true. She did say that she has a bad taste in people.
She does.
I love that. Which is bad.
I always say that. Like, worst judge of character. People come and go in her life, like, constantly.
So Dolores said this, and Dolores has known her for, like, almost their entire lives. I mean, high school, right? Even, like, middle school?
She always finds, like, you know, that odd person in the room that, like, you're like, oh, keep them away from me. They're like, they want something from me, and I could feel it.
Yes.
Teresa would be like, you want to come over for dinner tomorrow?
You want to move into my guest bedroom?
Yeah.
Wait, what? So knowing her so intimately, what is that about her? Is she, like, trying to save these lost puppies, or, like, or is she just, like, a magnet to crazy?
No, she likes a yes person. So those kind of people usually know how to schmooze pretty well.
Yes.
And she likes that. She's a yes person.
Well, so you're giving me all sorts of good,
I'm
girl.
I'm sorry. I'm just being so real.
I fucking love it.
I just cannot say the truth anymore.
I want to talk about your relationships with other housewives, specifically Ramona.
Oh, Ramona. You got to love Ramona.
Last reunion?
Yeah,
she called you in the middle. Hey guys, I just want to take a real quick break right now to talk about one of our brand new sponsors, BioClarity. So BioClarity is a garden-given, skin-loving beauty brand that wants to help you achieve beautiful, naturally glowing skin. So basically, like what healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face, which is great because I eat like crap, and BioClarity is going to do it for my face and hopefully my body as well. Their green skincare line offers essential products to help clear up and calm your skin or keep it balanced on track with daily nutrients. So I love BioClarity. I actually use their essentials routine because my skin, it's not so much breaking out that I'm dealing with, but I have super sensitive, super red skin, and I get like flare-ups, like if I eat spicy food or like if I get like really nervous or if I try to exercise or if I drink too much alcohol. And I really love BioClarity because it really just helps even out then calm the skin and helps with that redness. And yeah, the essential routine, it's for normal to dry skin. It's just a three-step regimen that is packed with gentle nutrients that nurture your natural radiance. It cleanses, it restores, it hydrates, and I just love that it evens out my tone. So if you want healthy skin, take the first step to healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. And right now for my listeners, you will save 40% on skincare routines plus an additional 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal. But you need to enter my code TOT at checkout. So go to BioClarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use my code TOT at checkout. And now back to the podcast. Okay, first of all, did Ramona know that you were taping?
Not. Oh, no.
She didn't do that for a little attention?
No. She was probably calling me about Lip Sync Battle because we were on that together.
Oh, my God, how could I forget?
We were on lips, and that was amazing.
That was amazing.
Was that was one of the best episodes ever.
You were really good, and Ramona was Ramona.
It was just so, the fact that she was up against me, and she was in that cat suit, and she was rocking it, and she was serious, and she was like not sure, like the word. It was like the best TV I've ever seen. I really loved watching that. I really did. It was so good.
So how did you guys bond? I mean, you're not that far away.
So Ramona's the type that she doesn't like everybody. She's a little...
Ramona?
Yeah. Ramona's very like, you know, very picky and choosy. And she just, since the day she met me, just decided like, I like Melissa. And
what do you think it was?
I don't know what it is. She just chooses me.
We all wish to be blessed and chosen by Ramona.
I know.
It's really special.
I don't know what to say. I'm the chosen one.
You are like the second coming of the Messiah, literally.
She just like loves me. She does. And I love her back. And she makes me laugh. Like she makes me, the woman makes me laugh. Like to be in her presence, you really are in a presence of like somebody that's like she's great. She's
right?
Different. She's great.
Speaking of housewives and them in to get them together en masse, why weren't you at Andy Cohen's baby shower, girl?
No, FOMO. Okay.
Okay.
FOMO.
Okay.
I couldn't go. I was in LA the week before. I have young children. A lot of these ladies have older children.
Yep.
I still have young babies that are in third grade that have wrestling meets. My daughter had a cheer competition. You know, I have a husband that's like, you know, I'm constantly flying to LA. And I was like, you know what? Maybe for this, I'm always out there for work. I'm like, maybe I have to skip this one. I don't want to miss all these kids' events. I was just there last week. I'm like, I'm going to send Andy a nice gift. I think this is the one I could skip. Who the hell knew they were going to dance on tables like strippers?
Oh, my God.
You know? And then I text Andy, and I'm like, I'm so sorry I missed it. And he writes back in, like, caps, like, the shower was made for you. So, like, where were
we? Literally. Like, literally.
I would have had to run for her money if I was there. Like, what the hell? I was pissed. I'm like, FOMO. I'm not even going to lie.
Girl, I'm pissed for you. It's
everybody
like that one event where
so
you justify. Wait, so who, like, be like, real talk.
You can't justify it.
Tell me you were like,
day back.
Joe, this is your fault. I would have blamed my girlfriend.
Oh my God.
I would have been
no,
like.
You have no idea. I'm sitting on the couch, okay, and I'm like watching this, and he's just watching me watch. And I mean, you could have not watched it. Any fade you went on, anything you did. So I'm just looking at him. He's like, I mean, I said that if you really want, and I was like looking at him, I'm like, because you give me that damn guilt trip all the time. And I try, and I'm like, and he's like, why don't you just put down the phone? I'm like, no. Oh my God, I did do exactly that.
Tell me you're going to get like a Chanel bag or something really good out of it. He owes you.
I mean, he's always good to me. I'm getting a new shore house. So
you know what?
As fuck a matter of fact, I'm going to fuck the bag. I'm getting a house.
I want to talk about you and Joe and how you guys keep it spicy, alive, everything. You have a delicious marriage. And as we see in the show, not always easy to kind of keep that unity. And like, you give it to him straight. He gives it to you straight. I mean, he's a classic guy in so many ways. And just like in an honest way, you know? I feel like your marriage is... It's aspirational yet attainable. So it's like, what are the tricks?
Yeah. So I think it's I've never heard it said like that before, and I do like that. I'm not gonna lie, Joe and I are not perfect at all.
We're never really front like you are, which I love about
because
you.
Because we're not at all. Like, we butt heads a lot, especially with me being a little bit more strong minded, like the new Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
it doesn't work as good with Joe, and Joe has had to make a lot of adjustments.
How has he done that? Because I know
he's not coping very well.
You're like, well, Tell you the truth.
He's hating this new person that I am.
Was it envy opening that really was like the kicker for him?
I think envy started it because it started to be something that existed without Joe. So like, mm-hmm. since I met Joe, mm-hmm. everything has included Joe, including me getting on the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Totally.
I was the one girl who was like, oh, you're booking me for this appearance? Okay, put Joe on the flyer too. We're going to go together.
Yep.
Where a lot of girls are a little more selfish. They want their thing. And I was like, nah, he's like a personality too with me. And it's like, it could be Melissa and Joe. And yep. I've always, and then I think as I started to do more alone, as I started to grow in business, I started to make more money on my own. I started to do all these things. I think he started to feel like, wait, what's happening? Like, what's happening to Melissa and Joe? Like, you know, and I was right. like, well, you know what? I'm getting older. There's some things I want to do on my own.
Right.
Like, your buildings are your buildings. Well, like, now this is my thing.
Yes.
And then he gets insulted that if I, like, you know, so people who think we're perfect, we're not. But we are really good at, we're really good at knowing like what we want in life and what's important in life.
Mm-hmm.
So we do put our family first.
Yes.
We do make time for sex because it's important. Like, people who get too big for their britches and are like, ugh, I'm tired. No, you're going to fall down. You're not going to stay together.
I'm so happy
Believe
you brought
it or
this
not,
up.
Sex is the glue. It You need to connect.
It is.
And the longer you wait, the worse it is. So it's like, if you're not connecting, having sex like a couple times a week, I'm not saying you have to be super like five times a week, but at least minimum once a week, twice a week. I mean, we're doing it 3 and 4 times a week. But
you're doing it 3 and 4 times a week?
Easily.
Let me ask you a really personal question. I'm sorry. I need coaching. Like, for how long?
Forever.
You know? For like,
oh, how long is the sex?
No, yeah.
Okay, so no, there's like Saturday.
He's like trying to get me to go to the gym. And I'm like, how long do I have to be on the treadmill for?
Oh, no. And you know, my mother taught me this.
Okay,
I just want to say.
Please.
This might sound weird.
Impart
but like,
the wisdom.
You know, she used to always say, like, because men get very frustrated, a lot of them, not every man, Italian men, a lot, they want it. And if you don't give it to them, they're annoyed, they're frustrated, especially their wife. They don't want to look elsewhere. You don't want them to look elsewhere.
No.
And it's a horrible thing to say, but like, men, and so I never forget my mom used to say, like, oh my God, like, you're going to drive, you're going to fight all week for 10 minutes. It just takes 10 minutes. Like,
it's true.
And how crazy is that? But like, she used to say that. But no, honestly, it's like, he's very sexual, so it does help our situation because
yes.
there's a lot of times that I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'll just go to sleep. Once a week is more than enough for me.
I know. It's a very, very, very serious and dangerous slippery slope. It really is.
It is, and I don't want to sound like, oh my God, if you have no sex, your marriage sucks. Like, I don't want to say that, but tell me how good your marriages are when you're skipping, when it's once a month.
It's so true.
It's probably not like ours.
And it really is like, it really is a semi-easy fix. So, what's your advice for somebody when their husband, partner, whatever, wants it and they're kind of like, oh, let's just eat Taco Bell and watch, I don't know, Sneaky Pete.
I don't know with that because it's very controversial and I don't ever say do anything you don't want to do.
Right.
And I would never fully do anything I didn't want to do.
Then how do you motivate yourself when you're not, when he's 110% and you're like at 50?
I always say to, like, you know, he's a good man.
Yep.
He lives for his family. He
yep.
lives for his wife. This
yep.
is like makes him happy at the end of the day. Like, he worked all day. It distresses him a little bit. Like, even if I'm not completely in the mood, I'm not being tortured. Like, I'm not like, you know, I'm like, all right, come here. Like, whatever, you know, like,
yep.
And those are the days when you're asking me how long. Those are quickies.
Yeah, you
those
know what?
Those are like a little bit of maintenance. And then there's like, you know, Saturday night sex, which we're going to go a little longer. We're going to get a little bit more creative. Listen, I'm going to tell you, creative sex to me is like once a week tops. Like, that's it. Once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Oh,
but
girl.
The other sex I'm talking about where it's like, here, let's do a little quickie over here and let's just have a little sex over here. That's the more often
sex. Not to pry, but what's creative sex? Like, give me like a general idea.
Are we switching positions halfway through?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. So that's attainable.
Are we on the side, and then am I getting on top eventually? Like, so that's more creative than like, here, I'm going to lay on my side for a minute or here too, and let's just like make every, like, you know what I mean?
I love you so much.
I'm sorry. I'm being so honest.
No, you're being so honest. It's so important though, because I feel like people either like lie they never have sex, right? Because they're like being prudes, me. Right. Or they lie about like having ridiculous acrobatic sex, like Sex and the City Samantha. And there's something in between like what you're talking about. That's real talk.
That's not true. Like, I have like maybe like, what do I would say? Good sex. Like that good sex that like everyone would be like, wow, that was like good. Like once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay. And then maintenance sex is like
a couple times a week.
I like this. I can get on board with this. I have to say, and also.
Yeah, and it just keeps you like, all right, we're connected. Like, you know.
And initiating is also so important to the more sexual partner, which normally tends to be the guy. I just feel like the most sexual
like
man.
Joe's almost always the initiator, which also bothers him. He would like me to initiate. That's always a struggle in our marriage. I know a lot of people, like, they
totally
would love for me to like put on something and walk over all sexy. Meanwhile, I'm in sweats from head to toe with the socks pulled up to my knees. And he's like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. If you can get it all off and figure it out, fine. If not, I'm freezing. Like, yeah, so.
We should invent sex pants, sweatpants for sex.
Yes. Like, little cold. I can't believe they have. I think I should invent this. There's like a little snap.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm cold, but yep, this is for you to insert.
Like, sell them exclusively at Etsy.
Yes, I think I might have to make a onesie like this.
I will buy it.
God.
So I know you said you travel a lot to LA. You always talk about moving to LA.
I do. I know.
What's
People
up?
Are so mad about this.
I know.
I just love it there. And I had a minute where I really thought that possibly it's something I might want to do. My home is for sale right now. So if it sells, we're just going to look. That's all. It's not like 100%.
I feel like your home has been on sale a couple of times.
It has been. Yeah. We had a buyer once that had ended up falling through. And then we took it off the market for a minute. And then we put it back on. So.
And is it to move to LA?
No, it's just to move. Like, I've been in that house for a while. It's a very large house. Mm-hmm. And it's just to switch it up.
Real talk. Are we still going back to that mentality of like, I want a little separation from Teresa. I don't want to live
no,
so close.
No.
No?
No, it's not about that.
How do you set boundaries with in-laws? And survive.
How do you set boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
You really just don't. It's like you try, but like I feel like every situation is so different.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Teresa and I have now learned how to live with each other and what our boundaries are.
You guys are doing really, honestly, I have to say, I applaud
together.
You.
It's hard, you know? We work together. We're on a show together. We live around the block from each other. Our
right.
children go to school together.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like we have a lot of things that bring us together.
But do you have anything that's just yours?
As far as what? Like
life.
Oh.
Like, would you say you have like your own like crew of friends? I mean, you also have two amazing sisters and an amazing, incredible mom.
I have a so side. Like, I have my besties that I'm
you
with
have,
all the
You
time.
Have your escape route.
With them and my sisters. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not with Teresa, like, a lot at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like when she's doing the single thing right now, you know, she's going out with her girlfriends because her husband, I'm always doing the couple thing.
Yeah.
You know? So we don't see each other that much.
Before I let you go, because I know we're running out of time, we got to talk about Danielle.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can even talk about from a legal standpoint, because I feel like she's, like, on a gag order. I mean, that's, like, always.
I don't really know with her. I just knew the marriage wasn't going to last.
What was the wedding like that maybe we didn't see on camera?
It was just, you could feel the vibe. Like, this is like a joke. Like, I was like, this is not going to last. I don't see two people in love here.
Right.
I don't see what this is, you know, and I don't want to call it a joke because that's not really nice. But, like, I thought it was like a circus at one point.
Well, even the way that argument that they got into that was on camera about her not liking his kids or his kids not liking her.
Yeah, and when you're there and you're already at the wedding and you're, like, complaining about children. And I'm like, it just feels something's – I didn't think it was going to last more than 5 minutes.
And how long did it end up lasting? About.
Did it last even 5 weeks?
I don't think so. Is she super extra on the reunion?
She's extra. No, you know what she is? She's Danielle. She just has this way about her where she's very like, my feelings are hurting. You know, like she does that thing.
She's a victim.
She's an excellent victim.
Yeah, she really plays those.
And she's really been through a lot in her life, so I think she just doesn't know how to be anything but a victim.
I agree.
Yeah.
Who do you think has the hardest time on the reunion? Three-parter, guys, don't forget.
Three-part reunion. Let me just tell you, this reunion is crazy.
What is it like? What do you have to do mentally?
Just kill yourself. It's the longest day ever. 12 hours of human torture. I don't know how else to explain it.
Do you walk out of there like not even remembering like 75% of what you said?
Yeah. You walk out pissed, tired, cranky. Producers are trying to say goodbye. You're like, shut up.
I hate you.
As you're walking out, they're like, bye, Melissa. I'm like, fuck you.
Are you excited to watch, nervous to watch the reunion?
I'm a little nervous because me and Teresa were like really at each other's throats and that stress. I always get stressed. I don't like to argue with her.
Yeah.
Because it's family and it's the kids and like, I don't like that. I'm like mad that we did that.
Why do you get stressed to fight with her? Is it because it's like there's so many places because you're family that you could go that you just know you can't go?
PTS? I don't know.
Total.
Traumatic stress disorder from that.
Like, are you worried that one fight could trigger like going back to that bad place?
Well, that's always how it goes when you're dealing with grudge holders. Like mm-hmm. the littlest thing turns into a big thing. And this time I think I'm holding the grudge a little bit because I'm like, I'm confused.
And what are you holding the grudge over?
Just, you'll see. We argue and then I'm mad that we're arguing over things that like I didn't even know she was mad at.
Damn, girl. I can't wait for this fucking reunion. I'm so excited. You guys, don't forget. Yes, we just saw the season finale of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And next Wednesday, 9 p.m., begins a 3-part reunion. It's my fucking favorite. I'm sorry. It's so stressful for you, but it's so enjoyable for us.
I'm sure.
Do you pause and rewind? Pause and rewind. Or do you watch like with your eyes half closed?
No, the only thing I rewind is when my children are like, mommy, put me back on. I want to see what I did. Yeah.
Melissa, thank you so much for joining
us. You're welcome. You're awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you. And you guys, of course, check out Melissa on all social media.
Yes. Everything's at Melissa Gorga.
Nice. Way to like keep it easy and simple.
And make sure everybody checks out Envy because it's doing awesome.
Yes. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you from one businesswoman to another.
Thank you.
Fucking rock it.
Thank you.
And you're a great role model for your daughter.
Thank you.
And other little girls. Melissa, thank you so much. You guys, we'll be back in just a little, well, not just a little bit, next week with another Taste of Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to like it, subscribe, share it with your friends and family. And if you like this, subscribe to the radio show where you can get 2 hours daily. Bye, girl, bye. Did you enjoy this taste of me? Want more? Then go to taylorstrecker.com and sign up for my daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, and listen live or on demand.